Shushusha Shadadanasya Vasudeva Tataruchi Sian Mahat Sevya Vipra Punitirtani Shevana. O twice born sages, by serving those devotees, completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains infinity to hearing the messages of Vasudeva.
O dvaput rođeni mudraci, služanjem bhakta koji nemaju nikakvih poruka, čini se velika služba kojom se u čovjeku razvija privlačnost ka služanju poruke o Vasudevu.
Purport. The conditioned life of a living being is caused by his revolting against the Lord. There are men called deva, or godly living beings, and there are men called asuras, or demons, or against the authority of the Supreme Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, 16th chapter, a vivid description of the asuras is given, in which it is said that the asuras are put into lower and lower states of ignorance, life after life, and so sink to the lower animal forms and have no information of the absolute truth, personality of Godhead. These asuras are gradually rectified to God consciousness by the mercy of the Lord's liberated servitors in different countries according to the will. Such devotees of God are very confidential associates of the Lord. When they come to save human society from the dangers of godlessness, they are known as the powerful incarnations of the Lord, as the sons of the Lord, as servants of the Lord, or as associates of the Lord. But none of them falsely claim to be God themselves. This is a blasphemy declared by the asuras, and the demoniac followers of such asuras also accept pretenders as God or his incarnation. In the revealed scriptures, there is definite information of the incarnation of God. No one should be accepted as God or an incarnation of God, lest he is confirmed by the revealed scriptures. The servants of God are to be respected as God by the devotees who actually want to go back to Godhead. So the servants of God are called Mahatmas or Tirthas, and they preach according to a particular time and place. The servants of God urge people to become devotees to the Lord. They never tolerate becoming being called God. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was God himself, according to the indication of the revealed scriptures, but he played the part of a devotee. People who knew him to be God addressed him as God, but he used to block his ears with his hands and chant the name of Lord Vishnu. He strongly protested against being called God, although undoubtedly he was God himself. The Lord behaved so as to warn us against unscrupulous men who wanted to take pleasure in being addressed as God. The servants of God come to propagate God consciousness, and intelligent men should cooperate with them in every respect. By serving the servant of God, one completes God more than by directly serving the Lord. The Lord is more pleased when he sees that his servants are properly respected, because that servants risk everything for the service of the Lord, and so are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in the Bhagavad Gita that no one is dearer to him than one who risks everything to preach his glory. By serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible for entering the kingdom of God.
Uvjetovanje živog bića uzrokovanje njegovim buntovnim stavom prema gospodinu. Postoje ljudi zvani deve, božanska živa bića i asure, demoni, koji se protive autoritetu svevišnjeg gospodina. U 16. poglavlju Bhagavad Gita opisano je da asure iz života u život padaju u sve dublje neznanje i tako tonu do nižih životinskih oblika, lišeni znanja o apsolutnoj istini i božanskoj ličnosti. Milošću gospodine oslobođeni slugu koji prema vrhovne volji propovijedaju u različitim zemljama, asura se postepeno popravljaju i bude se njihova svjesnost Boga. Gospodinovi bhakte su veoma prisni pratioci Boga. Kad god dođu da spasu ljudsko društvo od prijeteće bezbožnosti, poznati su kao gospodinove moćne inkarnacije, sinovi, sluge i ili pratioci. Nitko od njih, međutim, ne tvrdi nedolično za sebe da je Bog. Tako bogohuljenje čine asure, a njihovi demonski sljedbenici prihvataju varalice kao Boga i njegove inkarnacije. Sveti spisi točno i određeno opisuju Božje inkarnacije. Nikoga ne treba prihvatiti kao Boga ili Božju inkarnaciju ako to nije potvrđeno u svetim spisima. Bhakte koji zaista žele da se vrate Bogu treba da poštuju Božje sluge kao samog Boga. Takve sluge nazivaju se mahatme ili tirte i propovijedaju u skladu sa određenim vremenom i mjestom. Božje sluge posjeću ljude da postanu gospodinovi bhakte i nikako ne podnose da ih oni nazivaju Bogom. Sveti spisi ukazuju na to da je Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sam Bog, ali on je igrao ulogu bhakte. Kad bi ga oni koji su znali da je Bog oslovljavali kao Boga, on bi rukama zapušio uši i pjevao ime gospodina Višnua. Nikako nije dozvoljavao da ga nazivaju Bogom, iako je on to nesumnjivo bio. Gospodin je se tako ponašao da bi nas upozorio na bezobzirne ljude koji nalaze zadovoljstvo u tome da im se neko obraća kao Bogu. Božji sluge dolaze da šire svjesnost Boga, a razboriti ljude treba da sarađuju s njima u svakom pogledu. Boga možemo više zadovoljiti ako služimo njegove sluge nego ako služimo njega samog. On je najsrećniji kada vidi da dolično poštujemo njegove sluge, jer one rizikuju sve radi služenja gospodina i zato su mu veoma dragi. Krišna izjavljuje u Bhagavad Giti da mu nitko nije draži od onoga ko sve rizikuje da bi propovijedao njegove slave. Služeći Božjim slugama, postupno stječemo njihove osobine i time postajemo dostojni da slušamo o Božjim slavama. Goruća želja da se sluša o Bogu, glavna je vrlina bhakte dostojnog da uđe u Božje carstvo.
Shushu Shavasharadana Sya Vasudeva Taruchi Sian Mahasevya Vibra Punya Kirtha Nikshevana. O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely free from all vice, great service is done. By such service one gains affinity for hearing the messages of Vasudeva.
O dva put rođeni mudraci, služenje bhakta koji nemaju nikakvih poroka, čini se velika služba kojom se u čovjeku razvija privlačnost ka slušanju poruke o Vasudevi.
Maom Vishnu Vraya Krishna Prasthaya Bhuzaya Srimate Bhakti Vranka Swami Janamane Namaste Sarasvam Deve Gauravani Vicharane Nirvishesha Shambhadi Vasudevyade Here it says Sushu Sho.
Ovdje se kaže Sushu Sho.
So Su means very nicely.
Su znači veoma lijepo.
And Sushu Sho has the import that one is not only hearing, but one is actually carrying out the instructions what one has heard.
Shushusho znači da osoba ne samo da sluša, nego i radi u skladu sa tim uputama.
It's not simply a question of just listening. It's actually a question of, or hearing, it's a question of listening with the intention of following.
Znači nije stvar samo u pukom slušanju, nego sa slušanjem sa namjerom da se slijedi to što se čuje.
Oh. Unless there is submission, then one can't actually hear very well.
Ako ne postoji taj stav podređenosti, osoba ne može dobro čuti.
Otherwise, it just becomes intellectual exercise at best.
Suprotno, to postoje samo intelektualna vježba u najboljem slučaju.
But it's not really a question of acceptance.
Ali nema govora o prihvatanju.
And therefore one can't actually experience what's being said.
I osoba tako ne može doživjeti ono što je rečeno.
Just like one is taking a shower.
Poput osobe koja se tušira.
But one is dressed in a raincoat.
I ima na sebi kišni kaput.
It would be very hard to appreciate the value of the water.
Biće jako teško da ta osoba cijeni dodir vode.
So we keep ourselves covered with material conceptions.
Tako da mi sebe ostavljamo prekriveni materijalnim koncepcijama.
And the main material conception is that I am independent.
I ime te materijalne koncepcije, ja sam neovisan.
No one can really tell me what to do. I decide for myself what to do.
I nikom mi uistinu ne može reći što trebam raditi, ja sam odlučujem o tome šta ću raditi.
If someone tells me what to do, then I decide for myself whether I want to do it.
I ako mi neko kaže što trebam uraditi, ja ću za sebe odlučiti šta trebam uraditi.
If I think it's for my benefit, then I may do it.
Ako mislim da je to za moju dobrobit, možda ću to i napraviti.
And if I don't like it, then I won't do it.
A ako mi se to ne sviđa, onda neću to
napraviti. It all depends upon me.
To sve ovisi o me.
I'm free and independent.
Ja sam slobodan i neovisan.
So, such an attitude, certainly not that of a servant.
Takav stav definitivno nije stav sluge.
One is keeps the attitude that I'm free and I'm independent.
Sve dok osoba zadržava taj stav, ja sam slobodan i neovisan.
On the other hand, here it says, Shraddhadanasya with care and attention.
A posle toga se kaže Shraddhadanasya sa pažnjom.
So, all right, I'll do whatever they tell me.
Onda kaže osoba, u redu, napravit ću sve što mi kažu.
But I won't take it very seriously.
Ali neću to uzeti previše ozbiljno.
My attitude is, yes, I do it because they tell me to do it, but I rather do, well, even if I do it, I don't really do it with care and attention.
Da, uradit ću to zato što su mi rekli, ali zapravo ne marim puno za to, neću to uraditi sa pažnjom.
So sometimes I forget to do it.
I ponekad zaboravim to napraviti.
Sometimes I do it very quickly.
Nekad to napravim vrlo brzo.
Sometimes I have to do it.
Nekad to polovično napravim.
Therefore, one should not only do it because one has a, at least as a matter of duty.
Zbog toga osoba bi trebala napraviti nešto da, sa stavom da barem imala osjećaj dužnosti.
But, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, machita, machita, prana, odiantach parashparam, one does it because that's the science of how to become Krishna conscious.
Neko nešto treba napraviti pošto je to znanost o tome kako osoba postaje svjesna Krishna.
To realize the supreme who has unlimited opulences.
Da bi spoznala svevišnji koji ima neograničeno obilje.
One has to learn the science from Krishna's representative.
Osoba treba tu znanost naučiti od Krišna predstavnika.
So at the first we do it as a matter of duty.
I u početku to radimo sa osjećajem dužnosti.
Matter of duty means that if the private receives an order from the general.
Stav dužnosti znači ako se
vojnik
dobije naređenje od generala.
He doesn't think, well, if I'd like to do what the general tells me, I'll do it.
On ne misli na taj način kao, ako mi se to sviđa što mi general kaže da uradim, ja ću to napraviti.
And if I don't like to do it, I won't do it.
Ako mi se to ne sviđa, onda to neću ni napraviti.
No, he knows that's what he has to do.
On zna da je to ono što on treba napraviti.
Whether he likes to do it or not is not the question. It's what he's been told to do.
Da li mu se to sviđa ili ne, to uopće ne dolazi u obzir. On zna da to treba napraviti.
So that's the beginning of tushanti, satisfaction.
To je početak tushanti, zadovoljstva.
One is no longer under the control of the material mind and senses.
Osoba više nije pod kontrolom materijalnog uma i čula.
If the order comes down from Krishna, then one is under Krishna's direction.
Ako ta uputa dolazi od Krishne, onda je on pod Krishnom.
But then those who are in the super succession who know the science of devotional service.
Oni koji su u učiničkom nasljeđu znaju znanost predanog služenja.
Tesham, Satatam, Yuktanam, Bhajantam, Priti Purvakam. They teach how to do the service with some consistency and some enthusiasm.
Oni poučavaju kako da radimo predano služenje postojano i pažnje.
Sa entuzijazmom. So consistency here with attention.
Znači postojano i sa pažnjom.
That we pay, if we're doing our duty, we should pay attention to what we're doing.
Ako radimo svoju dužnost, onda bismo trebali obratiti pažnju šta radimo.
So that's the quality of intelligence.
To je kvaliteta inteligencije.
Or as Prabhupada said, the art of Krishna consciousness is the art of focusing one's attention and then giving one's love to Krishna.
Šla Prabhupada je rekao umjetnost svjesnosti Krišne da je to umjetnost obraćanja pažnje i rađenja to sa pažnjom za Krišnu.
If someone with unlimited beauty walks into the room, we don't even notice them.
Ako neko se ne preljep uđe u sobu, mi to ni ne primetimo to.
We won't be able to take advantage of their presence.
Nećemo moći iskoristiti njihovo prisustvo.
If someone walks in the room and starts throwing around 500 euro notes.
A ako neko uđe u sobu i počinje da baca novčanice o 500 eura.
But we're not aware of what's going on.
I nisu svjesni što se događa.
We may not be able to take advantage of their generosity.
Nećemo moći uzeti dobrobit od njegove milosti.
So that requires intelligence.
To zahtjeva veliku dušnost.
Attention.
Pažnju.
And by such attention, then one can develop one's feelings.
I s pažnjom osoba može razviti osjećaje.
By absorbing the mind in the proper mood.
Uključujući um na pravilan način.
And here the mood is, we do it very carefully, please Krishna.
A taj stav je, znači radimo vrlo pažljivo da bismo zadovoljili Krishnu.
Not only we focus our attention on Krishna, but we try to please him.
Ne samo da se fokusiramo na Krishnu, nego pokušavamo ga i zadovoljiti.
And then Krishna says, the dami budi yogam tam, I give them the intelligence by which they can come to me.
I onda Krishna kaže, to da dami budi yogam tam, znači ja im dajem inteligenciju kojom se mogu približiti.
So Krishna will not give us intelligence how to make progress in devotional service.
Krishna nam neće dati inteligenciju kako napravimo napredak u predanom služenju.
Unless we want the intelligence.
Sem ako mi ne želimo tu inteligenciju.
And what is the progress? It's how to become more attentive and more careful about our service.
I to je kako postati mnogo, kako postati pažljivi u našem predanom služenju.
But if we're not even interested what our service is supposed to be,
ali ako nismo uopće čak ni zainteresirani šta bi to trebalo biti naša
služba, we just decide ourselves what we're going to do.
I odlučimo za sebe šta želimo napraviti.
And we're just convinced, well, I feel like doing it, certainly Krishna will agree that it's, because Krishna's God, he has everything with us, so I can do whatever I want.
Znači onda odluči osoba, kaže ja ću to napraviti, Krishna će se sigurno složiti s tim, on je svevišnja božanska osoba i on će se složiti sa onim što ja odlučim da napravim.
And if I want, I'll offer the result to Krishna.
I ako želim, onda ću ponuti rezultate Krishna.
And if I don't want, well, if I have a cow, it's blind, then I offer it to Krishna. Here's some mercy coming from me, Krishna.
What was that?
If I have a cow, Karova.
Aha, ako imam kravu,
but it's blind.
A ona je slijepa.
Then I offer to Krishna.
Onda će ponuti Krishna.
Or as one person is walking down the street, he has some puffed rice.
I ako osoba ide niz ulicu i za sobom ima onu napuhanu rižu.
And the wind blew it away.
I vjetar je oduva.
So he called out Vishnu Bhagavan Prasad.
I on to naziva Vishnu Bhagavan Prasad.
He offered the rice as the wind blew it away to Bhagavan.
I on je ponudio rižu i vjetar je otpuhao Bhagavan.
No, we have to, first of all, find out what Krishna wants us to do.
Mi kao prvo trebamo saznati šta Krishna od nas želi da napravimo.
So Prabhupada writes in one purport, if one inquires from the Bhagavad Gita as well as Krishna's representative.
I Šla Prabhupada kaže u jednom komentaru, ako se osoba raspituje kroz Bhagavad Gitu kao i isto i od njegovih predstavnika,
then one will get some idea what Krishna wants one to do.
I onda će osoba dobiti ideju šta to Krishna od nas želi da napravi.
But if one doesn't know what Krishna wants one to do, one shouldn't do anything until one finds out.
Pa ako osoba ni ne zna šta Krishna da napravi, onda kako će saznati u stvari šta Krishna želi.
Not that Krishna is so far away, I'll never find out what Krishna wants me to do.
Nije da je Krishna tako daleko, ja nikad neću stvari saznati šta Krishna želi od mene da napravi.
So why even bother making the effort?
Zašto se uopće onda truditi?
Therefore, better just to do what I want to do and hope for the best, and hope Krishna agrees.
I onda je najbolje da ja napravim ono što ja mislim da je dobro i sa nadom da će se Krishna složiti s tim.
No, one should first of all think, what does Krishna want me to do?
Osoba bi trebala misliti prvo početi sa samom šta Krishna želi od mene da uradi.
Because Krishna is in the heart.
je zato što je Krišna u srcu.
He can give us remembrance, knowledge and forgetfulness.
On nam može dati sjećanje, znanje i zaborav.
It depends on our sincerity.
To ovisi o našoj iskrenosti.
If we really want to find out what Krishna wants us to do, he can tell us.
I mi, ako mi uistinu želimo saznati što Krišna od nas želi, on će nam reći.
But it may take some effort on our part.
Ali to znači da to zahtjeva neki napor sa naše strane.
Not that we say, oh Krishna, what do you want me to do?
A ne da to kažemo, slatko ruka kažemo, oh Krishna, šta želiš da napravi?
I didn't hear anything.
I ništa nisam čuo.
I guess Krishna is just, he's not answering today.
Mislim da Krishna danas ne odgovara.
Now the next question is, if Krishna doesn't, if he doesn't answer, what should I do?
I sljedeće pitanje, ako Krishna odgovara, šta onda da napravim?
All mind and senses, what should I do?
O dragi ume i čula, šta trebam napraviti?
Oh, they're answering very quickly.
Oni vrlo brzo odgovaraju.
They're much more responsive.
Mnogo brzo odgovaraju.
And now I know what to do.
Sad znam šta trebam napraviti.
Now we have to inquire, Krishna, what do you want me to do?
Mi trebamo se raspitati, Krishna, šta želiš da napravim?
In a humble way.
Na ponizan način.
And then go through the process of inquiry.
I onda ići kroz proces raspitivanja.
Guru, sadhu i shastra.
Guru, sadhu i shastra.
Investigate humbly.
I ponizno se raspitivati.
Amadi bhama, dandi bhama, hingsa, shanti, arjuna. Try to acquire the qualities that will help us understand what Krishna wants us to do.
Pokušati dostići kvalitete koje će nam pomoći da saznamo što Krishna od nas želi da uradimo.
Generally our false ego gets in the way.
Uglavnom se naš fault sigo ispriječi tu na putu.
We think what should I do and then our false ego tells us what to do.
Mi razmišljamo šta trebam napraviti, onda nam lažni ja kaže šta trebamo napraviti.
So there has to be some humility.
Znači treba posjetiti neka ponizno raspitivanje.
And then when it's clear what Krishna wants us to do.
I kad je osoba, kad je osobi jasno šta Krishna od nas želi da napravi.
Then we can act.
I onda djelujemo
svoje. But that's not the end of the story.
A to nije kraj priče.
Now I found out what Krishna wants me to do.
Sad sam saznao što Krishna želi od mene
da uradim. So let me get it done with.
Daj da sad to
završim. I can do what I want to do.
I onda ja mogu raditi ono što ja želim.
Now the next stage, once we are clear what Krishna wants us to do, then we have to do it with attention and with care.
Znači, onog trenutka kad saznamo što Krishna ne želi da uradimo, onda to treba uraditi sa jako puno pažnje.
And the result of that is that we'll actually think about Krishna.
I rezultat toga će biti da mi u stvari razmišljamo o Krishna.
The residents of Vrindavan, they do everything with care and attention.
Stanovnici Vrindavana sve rade sa pažnjom.
That's the mood of loving service to Krishna.
To je raspoloženje predanog služe, ljubavne razmene sa Krishnom.
And even there are authorities.
Sorry?
Even in the spiritual world there are authorities.
Znači čak i u duhovnom svijetu postoje autoriteti.
Not that everyone gets up in the morning, they just do whatever they want to do for Krishna.
Nije da se svi ujutru ustanu i onda urade po svome šta žele za Krishnu.
Parrots go wherever they want.
Papagaji lete gdje god oni žele.
Gopis, they just whatever they're inspired to do, they do for Krishna.
Gopi urade sve ono što su inspirirane i to urade za Krishna.
Mother Yashoda just, you know, whenever she's inspired, she does whatever she feels like for Krishna.
I majka Yashoda uradi onako kako je inspirirana, što misli da treba uraditi za Krishna.
Now the spiritual world is quite well organized.
Ne, duhovni svijet je poprilično organiziran.
Krishna, he wants to satisfy his devotees there, and his devotees want to satisfy him.
Krishna želi zadovoljiti svoje bhakte, a njegove bhakte žele zadovoljiti njega.
But Vrindadevi makes arrangements every day for Radha Krishna's pastime.
Ali Vrindadevi pravi aranžmane za zabave Radhe Krishna svakodnevno.
There is a meeting every day to organize the pastimes.
Postoji
Purnamasi, Vrindadevi and others.
Znači Purnamasi, Vrindadevi se svakodnevno sastaju da bi organizirali te zabave.
And then when they decide what to do, they have messengers, they tell everyone else what to do.
I onda kada odluče, onda imaju svoje glasnike koji prošire tu vijest svim ostalima što trebaju uraditi.
And those who don't want to cooperate,
i oni koji ne žele surađivati,
they wind up in Sarajevo.
Završe u Sarajevo.
Therefore, even here we have to find out what is actually coming down from Krishna, from his interpret that.
Znači, čak i ovdje moramo saznati to šta to dolazi od Krišne i njegovih predstavnika.
And the more we enter into that mood of service,
i što više uđemo u to raspoloženje služenja,
then the more one is able to become Krishna conscious.
Osoba će biti mogućnosti da postane svjesnija Krišne.
And the beginning of that is that Kataruchi, one is able to feel Krishna's presence.
I početak toga je to da osoba počinje osjećati prisustvo Krišne.
And the loving exchanges between Krishna and his devotees is ruchi.
Ljubavne razmjene između Krišne i njegovih bhakta, to je ruchi, to što osoba počinje osjećati.
That's the beginning of experiencing rasa.
To je početak kušanja rasa, duhovne rasa.
So here it says san mahat sevaya. So that's for those who are actually able to understand more than we do.
To je za one koji su u mogućnosti da saznaju više od onog što mi možemo.
We can follow their instructions and at least get to the same level that they're at.
Možemo slijediti njihove upute da barem dođemo do razine na kojoj su oni.
But the most advanced devotees are, well, or these advanced devotees are preaching.
Napredni bhakte barem propovijedaju.
They're preaching the science of Krishna consciousness.
Propovijedaju znanost svjesnosti Krishne.
That's the super succession.
To je duhovno nasljeđe.
Just like Prabhupada, he tried to convince people first that they are not the body.
Poput Šrila Prabhupada koji je prvo pokušao uvjeriti ljude da oni nisu ovo tijelo.
He didn't immediately talk about Radha and Krishna's pastimes.
Nije u početku govorio o zabavama Radhe Krishne.
Because we have no access to them.
Zato što nam nemaju pristup tom.
Unless we're qualified, we won't understand them properly. We'll misunderstand them.
Sem ako nismo kvalificirani, zato mi ćemo pogrešno razumjeti te stvari.
Just unless we're qualified, we won't even understand Bhagavad Gita.
Čak i to ako nismo kvalificirani, nećemo razumjeti ni Bhagavad Gita.
We'll miss all the essential points.
Propustit ćemo te najosnovnije poante.
Like how to properly perform our service.
Kao poput toga kako da na pravi način radimo predano služenje.
So we make progress.
Tako da možemo napredovati.
We'll think, well, we don't even have to perform service.
Ako kažemo, pa ne moramo čak ni raditi službu.
Well, we won't understand what service is.
Kad ne moramo ni razumjeti šta je služba.
We'll think, I can just do what I want and that's my service.
Ja mogu raditi sve ono što želim i to je moja služba.
Oh, I'll do what I'm supposed to do, but I'll do it any way I want to do it.
Ja ću raditi ono što trebam napraviti, ali radit ću to na način na koji ja to želim.
Whatever consciousness I feel like.
U kojoj god svjesnosti da se ja osjećam, tako ću napraviti.
Probably just give the example. The authority says, can you give me some water?
Šlo pravo da ovaj taj primjer kad bi autoritet zatražio vodu.
Well, we decide, well, why should I give water? Actually, lassi is much better than water.
I učenik kaže, pa zašto bi mu dao vodu? Lassi je mnogo bolji od vode.
Besides that, if I give lassi, a lot of lassi, then I get all the remnants.
I sem toga, ako dam puno lassija, meni ostaju ostaci.
And I don't want water, I want lassi.
I ja ne želim vodu, želim lassi.
So let me give him lassi.
Ajde da mu dam
lassi. He doesn't really know what's good for him.
I on stvarno ne zna šta je dobro za njega.
No, that service, the attitude of service means that we have to do what we have to find out what we're supposed to do.
Stav služenja znači trebamo znati šta trebamo napraviti.
Go through the effort.
Učiniti napor.
And then do it consistently.
I onda to konstantno raditi.
With care.
Sa pažnjom.
And an attitude of service and devotion.
I sa stavom služenja i predanost.
So then we become Krishna conscious.
I onda postajemo svjesni Krishne.
But without that attitude, we don't even make any progress in anything.
A bez tog stava nećemo napraviti napredak ni u čemu.
Therefore, patience is required.
Stoga je strpljivost.
Because unless we're patient,
ako nismo strpljivi,
we're just carried away by our present emotions.
Onda će nas nositi trenutne emocije.
So unless we're understanding that we're eternal,
i sem ako ne razumijemo da smo vječni,
we'll always be in passion and ignorance.
Stalno ćemo biti u strasti i neznanju.
Passion and ignorance, we're never patient.
Strast i neznanje nikad nisu strpljivi.
passion, we want everything at once. We want to enjoy at once.
U strasti želimo da smjesta sve uživamo.
And ignorance, we don't make any effort.
A u neznanju ne pravimo nikakav napor.
Only in goodness can we actually be patient, to hear patiently.
Samo u vrlini možemo uistinu biti strpljivi.
Control our mind and senses enough to listen.
Kontrolirati svoj um i čula i biti u mogućnosti da slušamo.
So our first business is to understand our eternality, our eternal nature.
Znači, naš, prva stvar koju moramo shvatiti da to je naša vječna priroda.
And then listen patiently.
I slušati pažljivo.
And not be disappointed if we don't understand and get everything at once.
I ne biti razočarani ako ne shvatimo sve odmah.
So because we're not patient, therefore we think, well, I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 20 years and I haven't developed prema yet. It doesn't work.
I zato što nismo strpljivi, onda kažemo, evo već mantram 20 godina, još uvijek nisam dostigao premu, dobro ne funkcionira.
Because we were never patient enough to find out what process is.
Zato što nismo dovoljno pažljivi da saznamo šta je u stvari proces.
And because we never found out what the process is, we never performed the process.
A zato što nikad nismo ni saznali šta je, kakav je taj proces, onda ga ni ne slijedimo.
Therefore we never made any progress.
I onda tako ne pravimo nikakav napredak.
So one has to patiently listen.
Tako osoba mora pažljivo slušati.
What the actual process is.
Šta je u stvari pravi proces?
Hear from someone at least who knows the process better than I do.
Slušati od onog koji zna proces barem bolje od mene.
Then if I follow the process.
I ako ja slijedim proces.
Then it, and it works. Then I develop some confidence.
I onda to funkcionira, onda sjećam neku vjeru.
Only by realized knowledge can I become confident that it's working.
Samo sa spoznatim znanjem onda se mogu uvjeriti da to funkcionira.
And as my confidence, my knowledge increases, as I become more dutiful, as I become more attentive, more caring.
I kako se moje pouzdanje i uvjerenje u to da to funkcionira povećava, onda postajem sve više pažljiviji.
As my experience of Krishna consciousness increases, the pleasure of becoming conscious of Krishna increases.
I kako se moja svjesnost
as my consciousness of Krishna, the pleasure of the consciousness of Krishna increases.
Ako se moje saznanje zadovoljstva o svjesnosti Krishna povećava,
then I become more enthusiastic.
I onda postajem entuzijastičniji.
So unless I'm seeing whether I'm patient or not.
I ako ne vidim da li sam pažljiv, strpljiv ili ne.
Then I won't, unless if I'm impatient.
Ako sam nestrpljiv.
If I want some, I want to do whatever I feel like doing.
Ako želim napraviti sve ono što se sviđa, što želim napraviti.
Or I want everything immediate.
I želim to smjesta.
And I never really bother really studying carefully or listening carefully.
I uopće me ne zanima to da strpljivo proučavam.
I just take what I like.
Uzimam ono što želim.
If they tell me how wonderful I am, I listen very attentively.
Ako mi kažu kako sam divan, ja to jako pažljivo slušam.
If they tell me I'm a fool and rascal.
Ako mi kažu da sam nitkov i budala.
And I think this person's a fool and rascal. Why
ja mislim, te
that?
Osobe su onako budala i rascal, zašto bih ja njih slušao?
I just take what I like.
Uzimam ono što se meni sviđa.
Then the result is I never really listen very carefully.
Rezultat toga je da u stvari nikad pažljivo ne slušam.
What to speak of understanding.
A da ne pričamo o razumijevanju.
What to speak of rendering service.
A da ne pričamo o rađenju predanog služenja.
What to speak of consistently rendering service.
A da ne govorimo o tome o konstantnom rađenju predanog služenja.
With a caring and loving attitude.
Sa pažljivim i stavom ljubavi.
So, is there any question of developing patience or confidence or enthusiasm for the process? Where is there any question of developing patience?
Gdje je u stvari pitanje razvijanja strpljenja?
Or a confidence?
Ili povjerenja?
Or enthusiasm?
Ili entuzijazma?
And so, where is there any question of making any real progress in devotional service?
Gdje je u stvari pitanje da se uopće pravi kakav napredak u svjesnosti?
Spiritual world people are overwhelmed with enthusiasm.
U duhovnom svijetu ljudi su preplavljeni entuzijazmom.
And if we don't have any enthusiasm.
ako nemamo nikakvog entuzijazma,
then at least we should develop confidence.
Ali barem bismo trebali razviti povjerenje.
And if we're not confident,
ako nemamo to povjerenje,
at least we should develop patience.
Onda bismo barem trebali razviti strpljivost.
So the neophyte devotee, he has to concentrate on patience.
I bhakte početnici bi se trebali fokusirati na strpljenje.
The madhyamadhikari is developing confidence.
Madhyamadhikari razvija povjerenje.
And the uttamadhikari has both patience and confidence and is overwhelmed with enthusiasm.
A uttamadhikari ima i povjerenje i strpljenje i preplavljenje entuzijazmom.
The neophyte devotee has little patience, little confidence and little enthusiasm.
Bhakta početnik ima malo strpljenja, malo povjerenja i malo entuzijazma.
But if he develops his patiently hearing, then gradually he can develop confidence.
Ali ako razvije pažljivo slušanje, onda postupno može razviti povjerenje.
And therefore, as he develops his confidence, his enthusiasm will increase.
I ako kad stekne povjerenje, njegov entuzijazam će se povećati.
The Madhyamadhikari has learned the art of patiently listening.
Matematikar je treba da nauči umjetnost pažljivog slušanja.
So his confidence is developed.
I tako se
povjerenje
u proces razvija.
Therefore, Prabhupada writes, his path is encouraging and clear for the intermediate devotee. Path of an intermediate devotee is clear and encouraging.
Tako da je staza ovog srednjeg bhakte je jasna i ohrabrujuća.
And therefore, by following the path, he develops his enthusiasm.
I sljedeći ovu stazu, on razvija entuzijazam.
And the topmost devotee is completely patient, completely confident, and has ever-growing enthusiasm.
I vrhunski bhakta je savršeno miran, ima savršeno povjerenje i preplavljenje entuzijazma.
Therefore, he can teach how to develop their patience, how to develop their confidence, and how to develop their enthusiasm.
Tako da on može poučavati druge kako da razviju strpljenje, povjerenje i entuzijazam.
But at least an intermediate devotee can teach us how to become patient and confident.
Ali ovi srednji bhakti trebaju barem da razviju taj osjećaj povjerenja i strpljenja.
And therefore gain access to the enthusiasm of devotional service.
I tako da dođu do mogućnosti da razviju entuzijazam u predanom služenju.
So, we'll stop there. Any questions?
Neki pitanja?
Maharaj govori su ovome stihu Usa Niša Dajra, znači ti nam je jako da je potrebno u dolnom životu entuzijazam, strpljenje, postupanje prema pravilima propisima.
In this stiha, it says that it's very important how we should perform service according to rules and regulations. We need to be patient and we have enthusiasm.
Postavim ti pitanje, kako se ona osjeća osoba kad prevaziđe nivo natan i vriti i dođe na nivo ništa, kada je utemeljena u službi predanog poštovanja?
How does he feel person when he reaches the level of when he goes over anartha nivritti and comes to the level of nishta?
I wouldn't have any idea. Well, I can tell you what it says in the scripture. How does he feel? He feels joyful.
On se osjeća radosno.
Brahma, Buddha, Prasanatma, Nishoshiti, Nakanshiti. When we get free from our hankering lamentation, we become Prasanatma. We become joyful.
Kada natičemo svoje žudnje i jadikovanja, onda postanemo radosni.
He feels the same way a person who's been in prison for decades.
On se osjeća isto poput zatvorenika koji je bio decenijama u zatvoru.
Being tortured in the prison.
I tamo je bio mučen.
When they free him from prison.
I kad ga oslobode iz tog zatvora.
That's how you feel.
Tamo se osjeća osoba kad napusti u razinu natanje.
Maharaj Bir Krishan, kad sam je govorio o tome da osoba, na primjer, treba da obožava, na primjer, Šarnam Čeri Girađa, ne mogu ništa. Znači kad...
Said that a person should worship Giriraj, shilas be when only on the level of nishta.
Kada nema onaj materijalni želja.
When a person doesn't have material desires.
I da to u jednom određenom momentu ne predstavlja opasnost u duhovnom životu, onaj, da počnemo ne raditi neke aktivnosti, a da za njih nismo onaj spremni.
Ako nismo, znači na tom
planu.
So if a person is not on that level, it's very, it becomes a dangerous situation. We start committing offenses, performing services which are not ready for.
Why are you asking the question?
Zašto postavljaš to pitanje?
Postavljam to onaj pitanje, onaj, zato što jedno odličnom momentu, onaj, da li mi možemo ući, na primjer, u aktivno služaj prvnog poštovanja, da počnemo raditi, na primjer, te aktivnosti, obožavanje, čelovnim šivom, na primjer, girirađa, bez blagoslova do ono što je.
Can
you
improve shilas without the blessing of spiritual master?
But you just said, where did Bir Krishna Maharaj get his information from? What is he basing his information on?
Odakle Bir Krishna Maharaj dobio tu informaciju? Na osnovu čega je on to rekao?
On je govorio o opasnosti na duhovnom života kad u jednom određenom momentu počnemo da radimo neke aktivnosti za koje nismo spremni.
He was speaking about the danger about
his spiritual life. I know what he's speaking about, but where is his information coming from?
A odakle ta informacija dolazi? Oče konkretno, mislim, ono...
Ask him, I don't know what he's getting.
Možda da ga pitaš odakle, mislim, šta je...
I mean, we base our information on scripture.
Govori o tome, na primjer, kako je za vrijeme Šrila Prabhupada nije bilo onaj... Nije bilo puno bhakta koji su imali jednostavno onaj kod kuće Šalagram Šir i tako dalje. Onda su, kad je Šila Prabhupada otišao, onda su nakon toga mnogi počeli da praktikuju i govorio o toj opasnosti u duhovnom životu.
Da,
ali
Maharaj zanima konkretno naš odakle. He doesn't know, he was saying that Šila Prabhupada was saying during the Šila Prabhupada there were not so many Šilas došli
madafer. What is, why are you telling me this? I'm not worshiping Shalagram.
Zašto mi to govoriš? Ja ne obožavam Shalagram. Mislim, šta je poanta, mislim, razlog tvojeg pitanja?
Razlog mu pitanja što sam, na primjer, kod mnogih onaj bhakta jednostavno to primijetio. Kad dođem kod njih kuću, vidim jednostavno da onaj mnogi sad imaju Shalagram, Shili, Girirađa i tako dalje.
That I noticed many devotees, when I go to some devotees' houses, they worship Shalagram.
No, so I can't comment because I don't know what he's referring to, what scripture he's referring to.
On kaže, ne može komentirati to, pošto ne znam na osnovu kojeg spisa Bir Krishna Maharaj je to izjavio.
I don't know what he's basing his statement on.
Znači, na osnovu čega bazira tu izjavu.
Really complete statement, maybe he has
znači,
more explanation.
Znači, možda kompletnu izjavu, ne znam, možda nešto, yeah. Kontekst je li?
Yes.
Ali ja ću reći kad završim pitanje, pa da onda. Dragi guru, jako mi je drago što si jutro sve govorio o ovoj temi i ta tema mene jako interesuje.
Dear Maharaj, thank you for speaking about this topic this morning. I'm very interested in this.
Ali sada na pitanje koje je Prabhu postavio, nije mi se svidio tvoj odgovor.
But now, on this question that Prabhu asked you, I didn't like the answer.
Zato što si glumio lažnu poniznost. Pa dobro, molim te.
Okay,
because to je moj grijeh.
Shall I translate exactly what you said?
Nemo.
The devotee said no, don't.
No.
Yeah.
Because
what did she say?
Yes, it was like false humility.
Yeah, jer si rekao, ne znam, kako u spisima.
But I don't know, about the question about what's the... How does feel devotee after Anatta Nivritti? Then you said you will say what the scriptures say.
Nekoliko puta sam slušala u hramu bhakte, velike bhakte po mom mišljenju.
I heard a few times, to my opinion, big devotees.
I na kraju lekcije bi rekli, eto izvinite što sam vas ugnjavio.
And in the end of the lesson, they would say, sorry for bothering you.
Zašto ako su starije bakte ne žele da se mi dupliciramo i da vidimo tu veliku ljubav prema Krišni.
Why those devotees, if they don't want us to duplicate, you know, what we see in them and develop love for Krishna?
Nego se, ja sam bar tako doživjela.
Instead, it was actually at least my impression.
Pretpostavljam da mi je nizak nivo svijesti.
I suppose my consciousness is on the low level.
Kao krava kad da kantu mlijeka i onda je prolije.
It's like when a cow gives bucket of milk and then throws it.
Zašto se tako bhakti ponašaju?
Why do devotees behave like that?
Jer ponekad bude neko novi.
Sometimes there are some new persons here.
I izađe odavde zbunjen.
And they go out confused.
Završim pitanje.
So it's the end of the question.
What is, I don't know, do you know what the question?
Koje pitanje otvari?
Pa zašto se na kraju cijele priče o Krišni tako postavi ono, izvinite što vas ugnjavio.
So why,
ili ni, ne znam kako se osjećat prema.
Why in the end of the whole like talk a person says sorry for bothering you, or when you said oh, no, I don't know how person feels. Like,
well, that means that I must have the same, I must be on that level of realization.
To znači da ja mogu biti na tom razini realizacije, da.
Why should I claim on that level of realization? I know how a person feels.
Zašto ne bi mogao otvrditi da sam na nekom drugoj razini razumijevanja i da, a da nisam na ovoj na kojoj sam rekla.
Just like you asked me, what is the experience of a person in prema?
Isto kao kad me pitala kako je osjećanje osobe koja...
Well, how do I know what the person is experiencing in prema?
Kaže, ja ne znam kako je
I'm not on that level. So why should I claim, well, this is how you feel when you come to the platform of Bhava and Prema?
I zašto bi onda treba tvrditi, znači ovako biste se vi trebali osjećati kad dođete na razne Bhava ili Preme.
We repeat what the scripture says.
I onda mi ponavljamo ono što spisa kaže.
Because those are the words of people on that level.
I to su riječi ljudi koji su na toj razini.
Pa hoću se da ja
prevesti. It's like if you've never been to Hawaii.
Poput toga da, recimo, osoba nikad nije bila na
Hawaii. Someone says, what does Hawaii look like?
I neko te pita kako izgleda Hawaii.
Then you repeat the words of people who have been to Hawaii.
I onda ponavljate reči oni koji su bili na Hawaii.
Not that Hawaii looks, there's so many, you know, beaches like this and birds like that, but I've never been to Hawaii.
Plaže su ovakve.
How do I know Hawaii?
Nemam pojma, nikad nisam bio na Hawaii, znači ponavljam ono što sam čuo.
Ali to mi je kontradiktorno, sinoć sam čuo da je guru 40 godina u procesu i znači...
But for me it looks like contradictory. Last night I heard that you are 40 years in the process.
45.
Znači ne bi bio toliko godina da nije osjetio veliku ljubav prema Krišni.
So you wouldn't be here for so many long that if you didn't feel love for Krishna.
Yes.
Well, you're wrong. Devotional service may take lifetimes. Devotional service is usually a continuum over many lifetimes. So why should with 40 years, 40 lifetimes? Not that I've been in the movement for 40 years, so I must have obtained at least Baba, but. 50 would be prema.
Znači, ja sam 45 godina i barem bi trebao biti na razne bave, a sa 50 ću ona doći na prema.
No, one can chant Hare Krishna for millions of years.
Znači, neka osoba može mantrati Hare Krishna for milijone.
And if he's not devoid of the 10 offenses, he won't get love of God.
I ako ne, ne izbjegava uvrede svetog imena, nikad neće dostići ljubav.
Well, it's probably right. It's one can obtain divine life in one moment.
A Šila Prabhupada kaže može onaj tu ljubav prema Bogu dosjeći u jednom trenutku.
But not after millions of years.
Ali ne, kaže nekad ne, posle miliona života.
Simply a question of understanding and accepting the fact.
To je stvar razumijevanja i prihvatanja činjenice.
King Kurukshetra attained divine life in one moment.
Kralj Kurukshetra je dosegao taj nivo u jednom trenutku.
But it may take us a little bit longer.
A nama to može malo više potrebati.
Maraž, molim to, oprosti nam ako smo napravili ovaj neku vredu.
Please forgive us, Maharaj, if we made some offenses.
Ja sam prije onaj dvije ili tri godine pitao svog duhovnog učitelja da obožavam onaj Radu Krišnu.
A few years ago, I asked my spiritual master to worship Radha Krishna.
Znači svaki dan obožavam Šiši, gonim taj Krishna Balaram i Simhadevam.
Every day I worship Shri Gaudiya, Krishna Balaram and Lord Shivadev.
I onda mi je jednostavno guru rekao ne.
And at one moment my Guru Maharaj said no.
Slika. Slika. Radha Krishna.
You can only have a picture of Radha Krishna.
I ne sam dugo razmišljao o tome.
And I was thinking for a long time about that.
Imao sam priliku da vidim kod mnogih bhakta da malte ne, ono, nema šta nema, ono, malte ne cijeli univerzum. Ono,
so I was thinking and seeing like on many devotees like it, there's nothing that they don't have on the other, like the whole universe is there.
Yeah, but we don't worship Radha and Krishna.
Mi ne obožavamo Radha Krishna.
At best we can worship Lakshmi Narayana.
Na u najboljem slučaju mi obožavamo Lakshmi Narayana.
We can only worship Radha Krishna when we have a spiritual body.
Mi možemo obožavati Radha Krishna samo onda kad imamo duhovno tijelo.
Because their worship is on the transcendental platform.
Obožavanje njih je na duhovnoj razini.
So we need spiritual senses to be able to worship them because they're worshipped in pure love.
Mi trebamo duhovna čula da bismo obožavali, znači čistom ljubavlju.
So we worship in them as Lakshmi Narayana.
I onda ih obožavamo u formi Lakshmi Narayana.
Onda utjezno sam da ne završim ovom mislom, da sam jednostavno vidio da te bake koji tu imaju, jednostavno nisu na tom nivou, tako sam to osjetio, nisu na tom nivou i jednostavno onda su, kao što se govori ovdje, sa pažnjom da praktikujemo duhovni život, da sam jednostavno vidio da oni ne mogu sve stići.
I was just seeing those devotees who have so many, you know, deities, you know, they don't, they're really not on that level and they cannot make it, you know. And do it with attention. As you said, this is why I asked it.
Don't worry about it.
Ne brini za.
Better to have them than, you know, a television set.
Bolje da imaju božanstvo nego da gledaju televiziju.
What can you do? I mean, first of all, the temple is supposed to set the example for others.
Hram bi trebao postaviti primjer za ostale.
Be happy, you know, with Gorni Thai here and be in ecstasy.
Sretni sa Gorni Thaima ovdje I budite u ekstazi.
Then you can, by our example and by our instructions, maybe people will change what they're doing.
Primjerom I instrukcijama možda će ljudi promijeniti tome.
But we're not the deity police.
Ali ne bismo trebali biti poput policajaca.
To go house to house.
Da idemo od kuće do kuće I vidimo
šta. As the deity police.
Kao.
And arrest those who have been
deity. Policajaca, poznastave I onda uhapsimo one koji ne rade to na pravilan način.
We have no authorization to do that.
Nama bi trebalo ovlaštenje da to napravimo.
So, I don't know. Well, at least they're worshiping deities.
Barem obožavaju božanstva.
You know, how many they're supposed to worship and how, you know, that's...
A koliko njih I kako ih treba obožavati, to...
People are doing so many things wrong. People are doing so many things.
Ljudi rade toliko puno stvari na krivi način.
Let's hope they're doing something right.
Kad osoba nešto radi dobro.
Prabhupada said, if you light a match in a dark room,
Šila Prabhupada kaže, ako upalite šibicu u tamo ne može ugasiti tu šibicu.
So let's hope they do something right, and then everything else will be revealed.
Yeah, ajde da se nadamo da će oni napraviti nešto ispravno I onda sve ostalo će biti razotkriveno.
So, unless people accept us an authority.
Sem ako ljudi nas ne prihvate kao autoritet.
Generally they won't follow our opinion on things.
Oni neće generalno slijediti naše mišljenje o nekim stvarima.
So we just deal with people who actually accept us an authority.
I onda moramo vidjeti kako ljudi, da li nas ljudi prihvate kao autoritet.
Yes.
Svi znamo da je jedna od ureda svetog imena, pjevanja svetog imena, mislite da je Guru obična osoba.
We all know that one of the offenses to the holy name is thinking that a guru is an ordinary person.
ne sveta osoba.
And I'm not the holy person.
Kako da ovaj osoba to shvati i prihvati?
What to do for personalities accept that, understand and accept that?
What's that?
What to do, šta da se napravi, da bi se to osoba shvatila i prihvatila. What to do, like she wants to know how would, what we should do for others to accept and behave.
Set a good example.
Yeah, postaviti dobar primjer.
You know, there are different levels of saintly persons.
U svakom slučaju postoje različite razine svetih osoba.
It's not that because I take some as my guru, therefore he must be on the topmost level.
Ne znači to, ako ja prihvatam osobu kao guru, on je na najvišoj mogućoj razini.
No, guru generally means someone who knows more than I do, they're my guru.
Guru znači generalno osoba koja zna više od mene i onda je on moj guru.
Therefore I can learn something from them.
I onda mogu nešto naučiti od njega.
But that doesn't mean that someone else may not take them as guru.
To ne znači da drugi trebaju nužno prihvatiti tu osobu kao guru.
Just like in the Vedic culture, the father is the guru.
U vedskoj kulturi, otac je guru.
There's so many guru.
Toliko puno guru.
So I may take my father as my guru.
I onda mogu prihvatiti svog oca za guru.
Someone else may think they're an ordinary, my mother may think he's an ordinary person.
A moja majka može misliti za njega da je on potpuno obična osoba.
So do I chastise my mother?
Šta da onda radim sa svojom majkom, hoće li proganjati zbog toga što ne prihvata instrukcije.
No, I'm learning something from my father, therefore I take him as my guru.
Ne, ja učim nešto od svog oca i uzimam, zato ga smatram svojim guru.
Even if someone else doesn't take him as guru.
Čak i ako drugi ga ne smatra guru.
Yes.
It's, one of the points in the lecture was, what does Krishna want me to do?
Jedna od poanti u lekciji bila šta Krishna želi od mene da napravi, da uradi.
If different senior devotees come to me, Shiksha gurus, temple presidents, CBC, senior devotees, and they suggest me to do a certain service.
Ako određene naprednije osobe, starije osobe dođu i traže od mene da uradim neku službu, bilo da je to neko starih Vaishnava, guru, GBC predstavnika.
And then, after some years,
i onda posle nekoliko godina,
they are repeating this question.
I onda oni ponavljaju ovo pitanje.
And then I pray to Lord Krishna, please, help me to understand, will you be pleased with me if I do this service?
I onda ja se molim Krišni, kažem, moj dragi moj Krišna, možeš li mi onaj pojasniti kako da uradim ovu službu?
And then after, some time after that, favorable conditions appear
i
posle toga for this service.
Se pojave neke povoljne okolnosti za izvođenje te službe.
Does that mean Krishna wants me to do this service?
Da li to znači da to, da li to znak da Krišna želi da uradim tu službu? To zahtjeva inteligenciju.
There are unlimited services.
To postoji neograničeni broj službi.
But
ali
the essence of all them is follow helps me follow the process.
Poanta toga je da mi pomaže da slijedim proces.
No, I mean to have so many authorities.
Imati toliko puno autoriteta.
Usually means to have no authority.
Generalno znači nemati autoritet.
If I think that, well, I have an authority, and but I have an authority over him, an authority over him, an authority over him, and ultimately, that means I just do whatever I want to do.
I ako mislim da imam autoritet koji ovaj iznad njega, ovaj iznad njega, onda u biti onda to znači ja ću raditi ono što ja hoću.
No, I have my immediate authority.
Znači imam onog neposrednog
autoriteta.
I ja uradim ono što oni mi, što mi oni kažu.
Unless there's some reason to question.
Sem ako ne postoji neki razlog da ih pitam zašto.
Then I may have an authority over them.
I onda ja mogu pitati autoritet koji je iznad toga.
So I question them to understand what the instructions are.
I onda ih pitam da bi razumio kakva je to instrukcija.
But if I have this idea, well, if I don't like what my authority tells me to do, I just choose the authority over him to counteract the instructions they gave me.
ali možemo imati znači drugi stav. Ako mi se ne sviđa to što vam je ovaj autoritet rekao, onda kažem, a ja ću pitati ovog drugog samo da bi dobio neko suprotno mišljenje.
And then we think, well, my ultimate authority is my initiating guru.
I onda razmišljamo, moj konačni autoritet je moj inicirajući guru.
So then I just go to my initiating guru.
I onda ću ići svom guru.
And I tell him what I want to do.
I onda ću mu reći šta ja želim uraditi.
And of course he doesn't, mostly he doesn't know what I'm doing or anyone else what they told me to do.
I on u većini slučaja ne zna šta ja radim.
And then he says, all right, do that.
I onda kaže, red, uradi to.
And then I use that instruction to counteract all the other instructions I got.
I onda uzmem tu instrukciju da bi poništio sve one druge instrukcije koje sam dobio.
So ultimately I'm a servant of my mind and senses.
U konačnici ja sam sluga mog uma i čula.
In the name of the so-called devotional service.
U ime takozvanog predanog služenja.
Oh, whoever my immediate authority is, I do what they're telling me.
Znači, kogod je moj trenutni autoritet, ja uradim to što mi
je. I can question how to do it.
Mogu se raspitivati ili postaviti pitanje kako da to uradim ili zašto me to pita da uradim.
But because I don't want to do it, I shouldn't jump over to some other authority.
Ali zato što ja ne želim to napraviti, ne znači da trebam preskočiti i otići nekom drugom.
Otherwise I'll never develop a service attitude.
Znači, u suprotnom neću nikada razviti stav služenja.
Is that clear?
Je li jasno?
Yes.
Well, that it's my immediate authority will request me to do that. So, then what's the point?
Ako moj neposredni autoritet zahtjeva od mene da...
So then I accept what he asked me and I do it.
Ja prihvatim to i radim.
Well, it's blind following and absurd inquiries and condemned. Blind following and absurd inquiries condemned.
Slijepo slijedjenje, nisam čula ove druge.
One should not only hear submissively.
Osoba ne bi trebala samo slušati podređen.
But one should get a clear understanding.
Trebala bi imati pravo razumijevanje te instrukcije.
Through submission, service and inquiry.
Kroz podređivanje i raspitivanje.
So we have some service to do. We have service to do.
Znači imamo, znači trebamo napraviti službu.
So we have to have the proper understanding of what Krishna wants us to do.
I trebamo imati pravo razumijevanje zašto Krishna od nas to želi da napravi.
And how to do it.
I kako to napraviti.
Krishna is pleased when we preach and it's a preaching engagement.
We don't know what preaching is.
Krishna je zadovoljan kad mi radimo, kad smo uključeni u propovedanje, a Maharaj kaže, mi ne znamo šta je
pravo propovedanje. Said, Prabhupada, I want to go there to preach.
Jednom je Tripa Maharaj došao kod Šla Prabhupada, rekao, Šla Prabhupada, želimo otići tamo i propovedati.
And Prabhupada didn't want him to go there.
I Šla Prabhupada nije želio da ode.
So Prabhupada told him, you don't know what preaching is.
Ti nemaš pojma što znači propovedanje.
He also preached by more important than our so-called preaching is our example.
Važnije od onoga što mi govorim, propovedanje našim osobnim primjerom.
So, on the idea that I want to preach, therefore we have to be careful with.
Kad imamo tu ideju, ja želim propovediti, moramo biti pažljivi u vezi s tim.
If we don't do it in the right way,
ako to ne napravimo na pravi način,
with the actual blessings from our superiors,
sa stvarnim blagoslovima naših nadređenih,
our preaching won't be very effective.
Naše propovedanje neće imati efekt.
So we preach as a servant.
Mi propovedamo u stavu sluge.
We don't jump to Krishna. Krishna wants me to preach.
Ne
skačemo od toga. What anyone else tells me.
Krishna i kažemo Krishna želi od mene da propovedamo i nije bitno uopće šta drugi kažu.
No, we have to satisfy our superiors.
Moramo zadovoljiti svoje nadređene.
And for that, sometimes that requires some intelligence.
A za to ponekad, zato je potrebna inteligencija.
I'm speaking about my authorities are asking me to do that, and it has been a process of years discussing it.
Anyway. Yeah, but things don't always become so clear all the time.
So he doesn't feel like
Well, we're thinking everything's going to be 100% clear. We're in a state of, as long as we're conditioned souls.
Sve dok smo smo uvjetovani.
There's always going to be a certain amount of confusion.
Uvijek će biti postojan određena količina zbunjenosti.
Especially because we're conditioned in a certain way.
Posebno ako smo na određeni način uvjetovani.
So in certain areas there's going to be confusion.
Znači u određenim područjima uvijek će biti na neki način.
But we have to learn the process so that things become clearer.
Ali moramo slijediti proces da bi stvari postale jasnije.
People who like to do a lot of things.
Ljudi bi želeli da rade mnoge stvari.
It's hard to adjust all the things sometimes.
I teško je prilagoditi sve stvari, uzadovoljiti sve.
Just like a juggler.
Poput onog žonglera.
You may be expert at juggling three balls.
On može biti ekspert u žongliranju, recimo, tri kugle.
But when he adds the extra ball, it's going to take some time before he learns how to do it.
Ali kad doda sljedeću, može ćemo trebati dodatnog vremena dok nauči kako da žonglira za četiri.
So he may drop the ball sometimes.
I ponekad će ispustiti jednu.
It doesn't mean he should be discouraged.
To ne znači da bi trebao biti
bezhrabren. So why can't I do four?
Bio sam tako ekspertan u žongliranju te tri, zašto ne mogu to napraviti za četiri?
It may take some time to learn how to do it.
Trebao će mu neko vrijeme da nauči to uraditi.
We'll wait some lifetimes.
Ili nas nekako životi.
I have a question. When you're talking about servicing, there's a long-term servicing and short-term service. For example, if I have a long-term service, which is has some target, some goal, and other Maharaja told me, he'll tell me to do something in a short term, it could be in opposite with the long-term service. Is it possible? Znači, recimo da imamo neku dugoročnu službu, znači cilj da se nešto radi, dobili smo instrukcije od jednog maharadže. Sad, isti nivo maharadža, drugi kaže uradi nešto što je u kontradikciji sa tim ciljem koji se treba uraditi na duži period. Sad, znači, u tom smislu ako uradimo ovaj služba koja je sad zahtjeva sa onoj kontradikciji.
Na
izgled, mislim. Sad, da li mogu se to desiti? Ja, to je pitanje.
Therefore, Prabhupada writes, one should have no goal in life. One should have no goal in life.
A zato što Prabhupada kaže, osoba ne bi trebala imati cilj u životu.
Save and accept. Save and accept.
Siguran i...
If you have Bhagavad Gita, maybe it's easier to have Bhagavad Gita in English. One should have no goal in life, save and accept, act in Krishna consciousness, just to satisfy Krishna. It says Madhvaraha, this word Madhvaraha is very important.
Okay, ono kaže, bhakta nema ni jedan cilj u životu osim djelovanja u svjesnosti Krišne samo za zadovoljstvo Krišne. Dok djeluje na taj način, treba misliti samo na Krišnu. Krišna mi povjeri ovu dužnost. Dok djeluje...
Yeah, that's all right. Okay. So what does it, how do you translate that? Says this word, Madhvaraha, is very important in this verse. Wait a second.
Sorry.
I just showed you where it was.
Okay.
And you just read it. It says Madhvaraha.
No, listen. Okay, sorry.
See that line that you just read, Madhvaraha?
Okay.
So translate it into English.
But this is under my protection.
No, the whole line, not just the word mantra. I know it.
In this verse, it's very important Sanskrit word makraha.
Yeah.
So that's one sentence. And then this says that the devotee should not have any other goal in life except performing activities in Krishna consciousness for the pleasure of Krishna.
Okay. So that should be our goal.
So to bi trebalo biti naš cilj.
Okay, but both guru.
Well, if you have an authority,
ako imaš autoritet,
you can tell them what your goal is.
Možeš mu reći.
You can communicate.
Ta ti je cilj, možeš iskomunicirati to.
And if there's some contradiction, maybe you can work it out with it.
I ako postoji neka kontradikcija, onda možete na neki način raspraviti.
Okay.
Razriješiti.
There is a conversation, but you mentioned before colonel and private.
What's that?
In the lecture in the beginning,
yeah.
You said how to obey, how to respect authority. And you mentioned in your hour ago, as a soldier or private, don't need to think why to do something or do something.
Yeah, that's also mentioned by Bhagavad Gita. One should carry out the orders just like one is in a military service.
Da, poslije sam pitanje pomenuo je vojnika i pukovnika u izlaganju i kao da kada autoritet kaže da se nešto uradi, onda treba uraditi. Nema diskusija, a sad je govori da treba diskutovati.
But then again, Prabhupada writes in the 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. We have a Bhagavad Gita in English?
Yeah.
So these are not contradictory statements, we have to assimilate them.
Znači ovo nisu kontradiktorne izjave, mi treba na pravilan način da ih prihvatimo.
Here Prabhupada says, text 1863. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has explained in all respects how one can elevate his Lukma. The best advice imparted to Arjuna is to surrender unto the Super Soul seated within his heart. By right discrimination, one should agree to act according to the order of the Super Soul. That will help one become situated constantly in Krishna consciousness, the highest professional stage of life. Arjuna is being directly ordered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead to fight. Surrender to the Supreme Personality of God is the best interest of living entities, not to the interest of the Supreme. Before surrendering, one is free to deliberate on the subject as far as the intelligence goes. That is the best way to accept the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Gospodine Bhagavad Gita u svakom pogledu objasnio kako se osoba može uzdići na viši životni položaj. Najbolji savjet Arjuni je da se preda na duši koja se nalazi u njegovom srcu. Na osnovu pravilnog razlikovanja živo biće se treba složiti da djeluje po naredbi na duše. To će mu pomoći da uvijek bude utemeljeno u svjesnosti Krišne na najvišem nivou savršena ljudskog života. Božanska ličnost neposredno naređuje Arjuni da se bori. Predavanje svevišnje božanskoj ličnosti u najboljem interesu živih bića. Nije u interesu svevišnjeg. Prije predavanja osoba može slobodno razmisliti o tome koliko god joj to inteligencija dopušta. To je najbolji način prihvatanja upustava svevišnje božanske ličnosti. Tako upusta također da je duhovni učitelj i Krišni vjerodostojni predstavnik. Znači trebamo koristiti inteligenciju.
Devotees are supposed to be expert at making compromise.
Or
adjusting things.
Experti u pravljenju kompromisa ili prilagođavanja.
Thank you.
Okay, stop there. Thank you very much. Grantharaj, Shrimad Bhagavatam, Ki Jai.